Across the ghost of old Dublin I wandered, thinking of Andra Mack in exile, and her tears that might have made the Liffey swell with impotent birth. I walked in the wake of discarded newspaper pages, tumbling like jesters, in soft, crackling whispers of stillborn rages. Blown north on a bloody north wind crossed Pier Street to the river's edge, I stalled on Butt Bridge, a sudden debt of memory. In the water a swan sang keening, where the green giant of the financial building sat mourning by the river run. I had not thought money had undone so many, until I saw the host that morning, shooting from Connolly, Pierce and Tara stations, with tigerish haste to devour the earth. In the miscarried darkness of false dawns, the customs house sheltered a smidgen of eternal flame in its enormous paws, nearly out. I staggered about, here and there, like Ovid's fool, under an ironic sky of cruel blue, recalling a verse from Baudelaire, a verse with a wolf or two. Up river the forecourts, pitted with shell, stared back cross river at Castle Hill. Between them the central bank sat squat and fat as a sumo wrestler, crouched watchfully square over its money tree, eye to eye with Blessed Trinity. There was suddenly a rustling of metal leaves, as if they were trying to break free on wings of scraping, scratching laughter. But there was no hope, just money for old hanging rope. A new vista discloses. In O'Connell Street, the GPO cracks open to enroll a stamping, chattering horde, frozen with postal cold. It was all coming back, a schoolroom lesson learned by rote. Memory was coming back. The story that was told of poets and rebellion, of promises unkept or broken, was mumbled now in the mouths of lousy solicitor and lousy politician, doubled up and doubled over in wit, like an anguished mirth, like a lord only risible, laughing at a terrible beauty, where history had its beginning and its finality, half farce, half tragedy, something that began in sacrifice and ended in thievery and mockery.